Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice on where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, if you missed any part of our first hour, I do truly hope that you will tune it in. Don Jans opened up, and he is our first guest. And you can find Don Jans at mygrandchildrensamerica.com. Mygrandchildrensamerica.com. Followed by Larry Klayman, Freedom Watch USA. Freedom Watch USA. And Larry has a brand new book out. It Takes a Counter-Revolution. It Takes a Counter-Revolution, Wake Up America, a peaceful means by which to take back our country. And so I encourage you to check it out. And if you're going to pick up It Takes a Counter-Revolution, please use Amazon Smile and choose Faith Harvest Church as your charity. Faith Harvest Church as your charity. We'll greatly appreciate that. Well, I've got several things that I want to bring to your attention and go over with you in this segment. And folks, this is, no, I'm not going to prep. Look, we have a moral problem in this nation. America has a moral issue, a moral problem. And it begins at the church. The Word of God tells us that judgment will begin, and it will begin at the house of God. And I'm going to share with you about the true root of conservatism and what that is in this half hour. But I need to start by talking about an issue that has been deteriorating that root. And so let's start with this. There is a document that was introduced in the United States Congress in 1963, and it's called the 45 Goals of the Communist Party. It was actually entered into the congressional record. It was mentioned earlier this week in a segment that I did with Claire Lopez. She brought it up. And there is a book called The Naked Communist that I would encourage you to get. Again, you can get that at Amazon. Use Amazon Smile and use Faith Harvest Church as your charity to support this program and our outreach to the people in India. It helps with both. But it's called The Naked Communist. And within that, he spells these things out. And here's a pretty good size chunk of it. Let me read this to you. Number 23, control all art critics and directors of museums. Our plan is to promote ugliness, repulsive, meaningless art. Eliminate all laws governing obscenity by calling censorship and a violation of free speech, or I'm sorry, eliminate all laws governing obscenity by calling them censorship and a violation of free speech and free press. Break down cultural standards of morality by promoting pornography and obscenity in books, magazines, motion pictures, radio, and TV. Present homosexuality, degeneracy, and promiscuity as normal, natural, and healthy. Infiltrate the churches and replace revealed religion with social religion. Discredit the Bible and emphasize the need for intellectual maturity, which does not need a religious crutch. Eliminate prayer or any phase of religious expression in schools on the grounds that it violates the principle of separation of church and state. discredit the American Constitution by calling it inadequate, old-fashioned, out of step with modern needs, a hindrance to cooperation between nations on a worldwide basis. Discredit the American founding fathers, present them as selfish aristocrats who had no concern for the common man. Belittle all forms of American culture and discourage the teaching of American history on the ground that it was only a minor part of the big picture. Does that not sound familiar, ladies and gentlemen? Now I want to read another piece of propaganda to you. Perche Gaze is victims, not aggressive challengers. In any campaign to win over the public, Gaze must be cast as victims in need of protection so that straights will be inclined by reflex to assume the role of protector. If Gaze are presented instead as a strong and prideful tribe promoting a rigidly nonconformist and defiant lifestyle, they are more likely to be seen as a public menace that justifies resistance and oppression. For that reason, we must forego the temptation to strut our gay pride publicly when it conflicts with the gay victim image, and we must walk the fine line between impressing straights with our great numbers on the one hand and sparking their hostile paranoia, they are all around us, on the other. Listen to what that just said. If gays are presented instead as a strong and prideful tribe, they must forego the temptation. So in the early days, they didn't strut around like they do today with their gay pride parades. Now listen to this. A media campaign to promote gay victim image should make use of symbols which reduce the mainstream sense of threat, which lower its guard, and which enhance the plausibility of victimization. Plausibility. They're not victims. That's the thing to remember. In practical terms, this means that jaunty mustachioed muscled men would keep very low profile in gay commercials and other public presentations, while sympathetic figures of nice young people, old people, and attractive women would be featured. And here's what it says. It almost goes without saying that groups on the farthest margin of acceptability, such as NAMBLA, that, folks, is the North American Man-Boy Love Association, must play no part at all in such campaigns. Suspected child molesters will never look like victims. They have now gone so far, this was written in 1989, as to convince the general public that pedophiles are not pedophiles anymore. No. They are now minor attracted persons. That's right. Minor attracted persons. Oh, and you know, transgenderism? No. They're not transgenders. People who are born like Rachel, who was Rachel Richard Leland Levin. Yes, Richard Leland Levin, who now is a part of the cabinet. I believe one of the secretaries of health is the current position. She is, she's a secretary of health, assistant secretary of the Department of Health. And not she, he, Richard Leland, who is claimed the name of Rachel Levin. And this is now changing their definition of pedophilia. So now let me go to a document that I just recently wrote, and it is called The True Root of American Conservatism. Our founders understood the role the government was to play was to secure the rights of the people. Having broken free from an oppressive authoritarian ruler, they wrote out a constitution based on a Declaration of Independence that had outlined what they did not want in a government. They established this United States Constitution and the Bill of Rights to secure life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for themselves and their posterity. They also understood that a right granted by men or a group of men could be taken by those same men, but a right granted by God that was literally a part of who we are could never be taken away and was worth dying for. During their deliberation to produce this constitution, they had reached an impasse. They were tired and they were near surrender on the issue when Benjamin Franklin rose and gave his famous admonition. He said, "Mr. President, the small progress we have made after 4 or 5 weeks in close attendance and in continual reasonings with each other, with different sentiments on almost every question, is melancholy proof of the imperfection of the human understanding. We indeed seem to feel our own want of political wisdom since we have been running about in search of it. We've gone back to ancient history for models of government and examined the different forms of those republics, which, having been formed with the seeds of their own dissolution, now no longer exist. And we've viewed modern states all around Europe, but find none of their constitutions suitable for our circumstances. In this situation of this assembly, groping as it were in the dark to find political truth, and scarce able to distinguish it when presented to us, how has it happened, sir, that we have not hitherto once thought of humbly applying to the Father of Lights to illuminate our understandings? In the beginning of the contest with Great Britain, when we were sensible of danger, we had daily prayer in this room for the divine protection. Our prayers, sir, were heard, and they were graciously answered. All of us who were engaged in the struggle must have observed the frequent instances of a superintending providence in our favor. That kind of providence, to that kind of providence, we owe this happy opportunity of consulting in peace on the means of establishing our future national felicity. And we have now have we now forgotten that powerful friend? Or do we imagine that we no longer need his assistance? I've lived, sir, a long time, and the longer I live, the more convincing proofs I see of this truth, that God governs in the affairs of men. And if a sparrow cannot fall to the ground without his notice, is it probable that an empire can rise without his aid? We have been assured, sir, in the sacred writings in Psalm 127:1, that except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. I firmly believe this. And I also believe that without his concurring aid, we shall succeed in this political building no better than the builders of Babel. We shall be divided by our little partial local interests. Our projects will be confounded, and we ourselves shall be a reproach and byword to the future generations. And what is worse, mankind may hereafter, from this unfortunate instance, despair of establishing governments by human wisdom and leave it to chance, war, and conquer. I therefore beg leave to move that henceforth prayers imploring the assistance of heaven and its blessings on our deliberations be held in this assembly every morning before we proceed to business, and that one or more of the clergy of this city be requested to officiate in that service." Thus, upon meeting several days later, the atmosphere had been changed and the formation of the documents upon which this nation stands were formed. I would suggest that the pillars of conservatism in American politics were laid in this speech, and I share the entire scripture below, which I'll share, Psalm 127.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died 4 times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and his natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop. It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper, and since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code PASTORGREG for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Just a reminder, our website is under construction right now. GoDaddy made some major, major issues by just some coding they did in the back end of the sites, and all three of my websites had to be taken down. Our webmaster, please be praying for him. He came down with COVID and his family, so please be praying for our webmaster. Be praying that God will heal him, so that way he's able to get our website back up. He has the files, but he's been ill. And we just pray for his recovery. All right, I'm visiting with you right now about a document that I wrote called The True Root of American Conservatism. I just shared with you Benjamin Franklin's speech that he gave at the First Continental Congress. Actually, it wasn't the first, but it was at the Continental Congress that then led to the drafting of the documents that we have today, our Constitution and our Bill of Rights. And here's how he closed it. He talked about that it must be laid upon a foundation. He quoted Psalm 127, which says, "Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he giveth his beloved sleep.
Lo, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. As arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are children of the youth. Happy is the man that hath his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gate. Listen carefully. This is talking about how you build a community, how you build up a nation. And within the psalm that begins with the Lord building the house, God makes sure that we understand how important our children are. Unfortunately, conservatives in recent memory have not heeded this admonition and wisdom. Below is a common refrain which reflects the very issue to which Franklin was speaking. Its root founded in the present condition of our education or indoctrination system, a system I address below using the following quote as a point of entry. There are more important things to worry about in this world than giving 8-year-olds access to pornography in the school library. Far more important, wouldn't you say? No, with all due respect, I would not. Sadly, 8-year-olds in public school have seen more porn at that age than many of their grandparents. Desensitizing the children through porn and grooming them for sexual predators. PC for minor attracted persons. So they grow up with no concept of right and wrong, believing murder as the answer to unwanted babies, murder as the answer to old people, euthanasia, and murder as an answer to settle an argument over whatever they have been told is emotionally important and expedient to them. This is the problem with today's conservatism. It has no morals. Is God's priority Russia or China or the threat of a world war? What should conservatives really care about? Matthew 18 tells us, at the same time came the disciples unto Jesus, saying, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And Jesus called a little child unto him and set him in the midst of them and said, verily I say unto you, except you be converted and become as little children, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoso shall receive such child, in my name receives me, but whoso shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me, it were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and that he were drowned in the depth of the sea. 1 Timothy 3:1 puts it this way, this is a true saying, if a man desire the office of a bishop, he desires a good work. A bishop then must be blameless, the husband of one wife, vigilant, sober, of good behavior, given to hospitality, apt to teach, not given to wine, no striker, not greedy of filthy lucre, but patient, not a brawler, but not covetous, one that ruleth well his own house, having his children in subjection with all gravity. For if a man know not how to rule his own house, how shall he take care of the church of God? Not a novice, lest being lifted up with pride, he fall into the condemnation of the devil. Moreover, he must have a good report of them which are without, lest he fall into reproach and the snare of the devil. For America to lead the world, her house needs to be in order. What made America great was the Christian heritage and America's moral compass. Both Russia and China, as well as Islam, know that our immorality is what will destroy us from within. That's why eliminating God by entering the seminaries in the 60s was a top priority of the subversives that stayed behind during the Vietnam War. Removing prayer, the Bible, and the Pledge of Allegiance are key components of the 45 goals of the Communist Party. Infiltrating the schools, perverting the minds of our children, and traumatizing them so that we have no next generation to lead. We are well down that road. Kinsey's influence on our education system is generations old. Hugh Hefner's life was held up as some great example of his contributions to our culture. That should tell you the condition of the soul of America. Are there more important things than to protect and defend the most vulnerable in our own nation so there is a future generation? The liberal schools know the answer to that, and they know that a morally bankrupt conservative movement has signed on to the mantra, those are social issues. is no threat to their agenda. Our rights.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop. It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision. So please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died four times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and His natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen. Hey, this is Pastor Greg. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. That's chosengenerationradio.com, chosengenerationradio.com. Be sure and get the podcast over there and sign up for our emails today.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And I'm very pleased to welcome, this is the first time that I'm having the privilege of having my next guest with us. He is the author of what appears to me to be a very, very interesting book. And he talks about what he calls tiny blunders, 39 of them, in fact, mistakes that changed the world forever. And I can't wait to have this conversation. I want to welcome Jared Knott to the program. Jared, welcome. Good to have you.
Well, thank you very much. It's an honor to be here. Appreciate it very much.
Absolutely. Well, it's my honor to have you. So 39 blunders, man. I'll be 60 next week. I've made a few of those in my day. made a couple of my own little blunders along the way. I call it the school of hard knocks and incremental tribulations. Talk to me about the blunders that literally changed the world.
Yes, a lot of these mistakes are mistakes that all of us make. Yeah, I won't say every day, but every week or every month. It's just that so often they come at a very critical time, and it sets a kind of a dominoes in motion, which can then lead to incredible disasters. The inspiration for the book comes from the old adage coming down from Benjamin Franklin that for want of the nail, the shoe was lost. For want of the shoe, the rider was lost. For want of the rider, the battle was lost. For want of the battle, the empire was lost. The empire was lost, all for the want of a nail. Well, that's a nice old saying, but how often does that really happen? That a single tiny mistake causes a huge disaster to take place. Well, I say 39 times. Actually, it's about 43 or 44 stories in the book, and there are another four or five chapters that I could have written, so we could have hit 45 or 50 without even breaking a sweat.
Wow. Wow. So give me a couple of, and you write this kind of, and you're speaking, you're talking to folks, having conversations with people in the context of what's happening between Russia and Ukraine and that conflict and Vladimir Zelensky's role in fighting back. I was a Cold War Russian linguist. In the United States Air Force. So I am very familiar with communist disinformation and with the dangers of the KGB, Putin, and Russia. Very familiar with it. So talk to me about how that conversation perhaps has a lead into what we're seeing today and to your book.
Yes, we're talking about the current conflict. If you were looking for a principle in history that might apply, I think it's the old saying, of course, peace through strength, and that weakness invites attack, and that strength strongly discourages attack. Nobody starts a war expecting to lose it, mm-hmm. So only when they see weakness are they willing to take aggressive action. Go back to World War II, George Marshall, who was the Army Chief of Staff, was very concerned that we were spending far, far too little money building up our national defenses. And this was encouraging both the Japanese and the Germans to be adventurous and aggressive. And he was saying that we are carrying the treasure and freedom of this great nation in a paper bag. That would, of course, if they'd taken just like one-fifth of the amount of money spent in World War II, it had been spent in building up our defense in the 1930s, it could be that both wars might have been avoided altogether. Also, I point out to people that Eisenhower blamed Truman for the Korean War. He let the spending, saying that the minimum amount we should spend on defenses in 1950 was like $15 billion. That's when billion was real money. Truman allowed it to go down to $13 billion. Also, they were communicating to the world the way that our defensive lines were not necessarily going to include South Korea. Dean Acheson, the Secretary of State there, kind of communicated a way that it was not strong enough in maintaining our position, and that encouraged adventurism on the part of the North Koreans and the Chinese. So you come up to our current day situation. I think we were slow and fumbling. The sanctions maybe should have been imposed earlier, and we should have been building up the defenses of the Ukraine much, much earlier. We should have been sending in the Javelin missiles and also the MiGs, also even tanks, and other defense, also the harpoons that can, of course, sink the ships. that should have had a major buildup in the Ukraine militarily. And then when Mr. Putin saw the situation, he might have avoided the war altogether. Donald Trump said that he told Putin that if he had invaded the Ukraine, that he was going to bomb Moscow. Regardless of what you think about Donald Trump, a strong position oftentimes discourages aggression, and weakness and a slowness to act encourages aggression.
Brother, you're talking to the choir right here. Let me tell you, man, you were talking to the choir right here. Well, and you saw up close and personal. I know that your background is as an officer in Vietnam, and I want to thank you for your service to our country.
Thank you. You were worth it.
Well, thank you, sir. Thank you. You were the rock upon which my generation stands. I was born in 62. I'm sure you were born a few years before that. So, my sincere appreciation for your service. And I think that, you know, the disinformation campaign and the revisionist historians have made us forget the enemy that we were truly fighting in Southeast Asia, which was communism. And if Patton had been allowed, I'm wondering if that's not one of your blunders. If Patton had been allowed to go in and free the communists or the Russian people from Stalin's communism, even communist China wouldn't be around today.
That's a difficult thing. A war with Russia at the end of World War II would have been a huge, huge, huge bloody affair. It's too bad that we are not have a position of being the world's policeman, that we could go into countries that are governing the people improperly and straighten it out. But of course, we have limits to our resources and limits to what we're able to do. There are some wars that we could prevent. There's some wars that we don't have to fight. I'll make this point: is that I'm from Texas. I'm very proud to be from Texas. And part of the reason I volunteered way back then during the Vietnam War was that the sense about the whole business about the Texas mystique and our whole attitude. But I think the war in Vietnam could have been avoided if we had just did a strong buildup, which we actually did in Thailand. Then, of course, the domino stopped there. I call Thailand sort of the iron domino. The domino did not go all the way to Paris, the way some people said. We could have avoided the war in Vietnam, and also the war in Iraq, I think, could have been avoided. We had a Texan who was president of the United States, George Bush, the son, for the Iraq War, and, of course, Lyndon Johnson from Texas in the Vietnam War, two Texans. And there's a quotation, a reported conversation between Lyndon Johnson and Robert McNamara, and he's saying to him, I want you to have somebody put a plan together, talking about Vietnam, and go over there and whip the hell out of it. Well, that's something that a Texan would say. If the President of the United States had been from Vermont or Wisconsin or Nebraska or someplace, we might have avoided that war altogether. So we can be too aggressive and get ourselves involved in something we shouldn't. We also be too weak and encourage aggressors to start a war that otherwise could have been prevented, in my humble opinion.
I think there's a lot of wisdom in what you're saying. Certainly scripture talks to us about having temperance, right? Temperance in all things. But I think that, you know, Roosevelt's statement, you know, walk softly and carry a big stick. I mean, that was really, you know, that was the Reagan policy. And I think that Trump was following that policy, and it worked quite well, by the way. We were entertaining peace in the Middle East. Which is a huge undertaking, as you and I both know, and he had Putin in check, and he was making Xi reevaluate, you know, what he was doing, until he, of course, launched the bioweapon attack against us using the SARS virus.
That's a whole big ugly thing right there. Yes, but Donald Trump, regardless of what you think about it, he's putting together a good coalition, including the Israelis, as well as the Egyptians and the Saudis, kind of surrounding and encircling the Iranians and putting them in a compromised position.
Absolutely.
That's been partially frittered away. The sanctions are effective against the Iranians, and also that circle of the alliance was going to be very, very effective. I think he was handling that situation well. I think he was also handling the situation with Putin well, and also China with Xi. And I think the current administration just totally blundered the situation with Afghanistan.
Yep.
Which communicates to the world. We have people who are fumblers who don't really know what they're doing. Just completely botched. You have to give him, Republicans and Democrats both, an F minus. I don't think even we get a D minus on how badly it was handled. Well, that's the kind of people we're dealing with. Of course, we can invade the Ukraine, and we're not going to have him fall in with Putin. He doesn't know what he's doing, that kind of thing. And that encouraged aggressiveness, and that, and here we are in the middle of a war that might have been prevented.
No doubt, sir. No doubt. All right. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back. Jared Knott is my guest. The website, by the way, tinyblundersbigdisasters.com. tinyblundersbigdisasters.com. If you go over to Amazon and you use Amazon Smile, choose Faith Harvest Church as your donation to donate charity, and pick up the book, Tiny Blunders, Big Disasters. We'll talk more about that when we come back right after this brief break. You're listening to Chosen Generation
Radio.
Now is
a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens. AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Our founders understood the role that government was to play was to secure the rights of the people. Having broken free from an oppressive authoritarian ruler, they wrote out a constitution based on a Declaration of Independence that had outlined what they did not want in a government. They established this United States Constitution and the Bill of Rights to secure life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for themselves and their posterity. They also understood that a right granted by men or a group of men could be taken by those same men. But a right granted by God that was literally a part of who we are could never be taken away and was worth dying for. During their deliberation to produce this Constitution, they had reached an impasse. They were tired and they were near surrender on the issue when Ben Franklin rose and gave his famous admonition. "Mr. President, the small progress we have made after 4 or 5 weeks in close attendance and in continual reasonings with each other, with different sentiments on almost every question, is melancholy proof of the imperfection of the human understanding. We indeed seem to feel our own want of political wisdom, since we have been running about in search of it. We have gone back to ancient history for models of government and examined the different forms of those republics which have been formed with the seeds of their own dissolution, now no longer exist. And we viewed modern states all around Europe, but find none of their constitutions suitable for our circumstances. In this situation of this assembly, groping as it were in the dark to find political truth, and scarce able to distinguish it when presented to us, how has it happened, sir, that we have been hitherto once thought of humbly applying to the Father of Lights to illuminate our understandings? In the beginning of the contest with Great Britain, when we were sensible of danger, we had daily prayer in this room for the divine protection. Our prayers, sir, were heard, and they were graciously answered. All of us who were engaged in the struggle must have observed the frequent instances of superintending providence in our favor. To that kind providence, we owe this happy opportunity of consulting in peace on the means of establishing our future national felicity, and have now forgotten that power of friend and that powerful friend? How do we imagine that we no longer need his assistance? I have lived, sir, a long time, and the longer I live, the more convincing proofs I see of this truth, that God governs in the affairs of men, and if a sparrow cannot fall to the ground without his notice, is it probable that an empire can rise without his aid? We have been assured, sir, in the sacred writings in Psalm 127:1, that except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. I firmly believe this, and I also believe that without his concurring aid, we shall succeed in this political building no better than the builders of Babel. We shall be divided by our little partial local interests, our projects will be confounded, and we ourselves shall become a reproach and byword down to future ages. And what is worse, mankind may hereafter, from this unfortunate instance, despair of establishing governments by human wisdom and leave it to chance, war, and conquest. I therefore beg leave to move that henceforth prayers employing the assistance of heaven and its blessings on our deliberations be held in this assembly every morning before we proceed to business, and that one or more of the clergy of this city be requested to officiate in that service. Thus, upon meeting several days later, the atmosphere had been changed and the formation of the documents upon which this nation stands were formed. I would suggest that the pillars of conservatism in American politics were laid in this speech. I share the entire scripture reference below. Psalm 127 says, "Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows. So he giveth his beloved sleep. Lo, children are an inheritance of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. As arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are children of the youth. Happy is the man that hath his quiver full of them. They are not to be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gate."
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Thanks again so much, folks, for tuning in. It's Friday, by the way. Just want to send you off for the weekend. We've got several more minutes, precious time here we're going to spend with our guest, author Jared Knott. But just want to encourage you that, and as I've been sharing through our program today, we had Larry Klayman on talking about citizen grand juries and what's taking place there. I was reading to you out of my article, True Conservatism, True American Conservatism, the root of it. And I just want to encourage you, God is still on the throne. God is still on the throne. And he's looking for a remnant in America that will rise up and choose to follow his path for this nation. The seed of the word has gone into the ground in America, and the word of God does not return void, but prospers in everything that it is sent out to do. We need to pray that God will add his Holy Spirit, the water, to that seed for it to rise up in Americans, and that they will turn to him as we turn our nation
back to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness and the constitutional republic for which our founders and many of my friends, and I'm sure friends of my author friend, my new friend Jared, died and shed their blood on behalf of the freedoms and the liberties that we must not fritter away. Jared, I give you an opportunity to speak to that as much as you would like, and then I would like you to tell our audience what they can expect to find in your book. So I give you the floor, my friend.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. I'll make this one point regarding the war in Ukraine, and just kind of draw from my experience in Vietnam. But if you were to rate the courage and determination and grit of the Ukrainian fighters, it would be, 97, 98, 99. They want freedom. They want the same things that we have here in the United States, democracy, liberty, freedom, a chance to pursue happiness, a chance to prosper under free enterprise. If you were to rate the grit and determination and courage of the Russian soldiers, they may be very courageous personally, but they've been lied to. They don't want to be there. They don't know why they're there. They probably understand that what they're doing is that when they have the civilians coming out and yelling at them and telling them to go home, they can understand that what they're doing is has an evil purpose behind it. Their determination and their grit and their willingness to sacrifice themselves might be at the age, at level of 35 or 40, but that's whatever. That is one of the reasons why the Ukrainians are doing so well. They're fighting a force that doesn't want to be there and doesn't believe in what they're doing.
Yeah.
And they're actually losing on the ground in the mano a mano battles that are taking place. But of course, everybody sees that Mr. Putin is doing, he can't win on the ground. So what he's doing is firing his artillery, firing his cruise missiles into apartment buildings and churches and schools, school buses, and killing children.
Yes.
And of course, he's guilty of war crimes of the worst kind. But that's where the battle is being fought and being won. Now, that's not to say that they're necessarily going to win the war, because he has 6,000 nuclear weapons. He has chemical weapons. He has biological weapons. They're very much larger than Ukrainians. I don't know how it's going to end over there. It's going to be an ugly situation that may go on for months and months. But I'm just going to put that in there. And let me, if I may, pivot to a different subject.
Sure.
on my book there. Let me give you a couple of examples from my book of tiny blunders that led to big disasters. The teaser on this one is a single piece of tape rotated several inches the wrong direction changed the outcome of the Vietnam War. The United States might very well have won except for this single tiny mistake, which doesn't make any sense, does it? What in the heck are we talking about? Well, that has to do with the Watergate break-in. And when the burglars were jimmying the lock from the parking garage into the office building, they were told to hold the striker on the door down with a piece of tape in the vertical position.
Right.
But they made a mistake and they put it in the horizontal position so it could be on the door face. It could be seen by the night watchman. So when Frank Wills, the night watchman, comes walking down the hallway, he looks at this door, has a piece of tape on it. What's this? And the door has been jimmied, and he calls the Washington, D.C. police. He had to call them twice, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a strong rumor that indicates that the uniformed officer who was on duty in that area of the city that night was intoxicated in a local bar. Okay, so they couldn't use him, so they sent instead the bum patrol, three officers dressed as hobos in a jalopy car. Well, they pull up to the Watergate complex. The lookout does not recognize them as police officers. They come in, they arrest James McCord and the Cuban burglars. The Watergate begins, one level after another turns into one of the biggest scandals in American history. Henry Kissinger said later that the North Vietnamese had signed a treaty, but they began violating the treaties, and they knew that they would. And the plan was to go back in and bomb the living daylights out of them again to get them back in compliance with the treaty.
Right.
They were so weak politically, they could not. The Ford administration, Nixon administration, again, politically so weak. So South Vietnam collapses, Nixon administration collapses, it all falls apart because of a piece of tape turned several inches the wrong direction.
Wow.
And a drunk cop.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, well, and it didn't help, of course, you know, that McCain came home with 300 POWs and lied about leaving 300 POWs behind, and that John Kerry gave false testimony about, you know, American soldiers being, you know, rapists and child killers, which was all part of the, you know, communist disinformation plan that Pacheco actually was the one who outed in the late 1980s when he defected to the United States and shared both in Red Horizon as well as in the book Disinformation.
Ugly war.
Yes.
Bad situation.
Yes, no doubt. No doubt. Wow. Well, those are some of the kinds of things that you can read about and learn about and understand. And I think, you know, there's a lesson to be learned there, right? You know, that details matter.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. In the book, I talk about a naval flyer. He won the Navy Cross from actions at the Midway. And he talks about the detailed preparation he goes through. The headgear, the two different pencils that he had, the wool cloth he needed to wipe off, the plastic sheets that he was involved with, all these different steps he went through to make sure every single detail was exactly tight and exactly correct, and then he's ready for battle, and he was extremely successful. People who are just a little bit loose, a little bit sloppy, it can lead to disasters. And I also talk about in the book, called The Checklist Method. Checklist Manifesto by Atul Gawande, a doctor who revolutionized the way we pursue our operations and reduce the fatalities in operations across the world with the Checklist Manifesto philosophy. Details are very important, preparation is very important, and follow-through, of course, are extremely critical to make sure tiny mistakes do not happen.
Sterilization, is dependent on that, I would think, right?
Yes, and we got a minute. I'll tell you the story quickly. He was saying, I told Gawande that the way we did our operations was you get 6, 7, 8 years of experience underneath your belt. Then you go in there at the operating room and just go by gut instinct and do what was appropriate. Well, but he said, we're humans. We miss things. Mistakes were happening that could have been prevented. He said, I wonder how they did it over in the airline industry. They also had to have human beings dealing with great complexity. And so he talked to the people over there at Boeing and went back to a famous airline accident back in 1935. It was a forerunner of the Flying Fortress, and it was a beautifully built airplane, but there was a mistake made. Boeing, two of its very best pilots had a crash. The two pilots were killed. They investigated it, and they said that the cause of the accident was a very tiny thing. They forgot to turn off the elevator yoke, which caused the nose of the airplane to go up. It stalled and pancaked down, and the two pilots were killed. And these were the best pilots that Boeing had. Well, they said, what can we do to prevent this? They said, well, let's go back to an ancient tool, the humble checklist.
And there you go.
That point forward, it was like...
So remember your checklist.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.